A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell with his Mitchell jersey on, the yellow Mitchell jersey with the 45 on it and the Jazz hat on.
It's game day. You got to wear the gear, man. You got to get in the spirit.
Game number five, the Utah Jazz and the L.A. Clippers going on across the street in about an hour. Yeah, probably an hour exactly from tip-off here. And we've got Sam Farnsworth from KSL 5 Television. Definitely the best dressed of the bunch, as usual.
I know, he's got a tie on and everything.
Yeah, look, they have to. It's part of the requirement.
I want the jersey.
He wants to be wearing the jersey right now. Sam, we're going to get things started here right off the bat. I don't know if you've been on the show when we've been right at the top here, but it's the 705. That means we're doing the 705 cut right here, the biggest story right now.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
The cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Also, no bags at the arena, please. That's just a little. That's our only public service announcement we're going to make.
I haven't seen bags today.
Oh, is there a husband count?
Yeah. We haven't been watching enough. But when people roll up with the bags and you go, ooh.
Husband has to run back to the car
not gonna
with
be
it.
Happy. Oh, yeah. So, Sam, obviously things changed today when Kawhi Leonard was not just ruled out, but it looks like that is a more significant injury than we even could have dreamed. And so this thing is looking like Kawhi Leonard's going to be out at least this game, probably the rest of the series, and maybe even the entirety of the offseason. What's the update on that, and then how does that change things for the Jazz tonight?
Yeah, the latest, I just listened to Ty Lue's pregame presser right before I walked out here to sit with you guys, and the latest he's giving is probably the latest reports we've seen is that it's they're calling it a knee sprain. They're still not going to jump to any conclusions on how long he's going to be out until they get more information right. It's all the same coach speak. But the fact of the matter is Kawhi is the best player on the Clippers. I personally think it's been Paul George and Reggie Jackson who have done the most to hurt the Jazz, but without Kawhi kind of being that steady force, right? That what Reggie Jackson and Paul George do in addition to that don't make addition.
But it allows a guy like Reggie Jackson is not nearly as effective if Kawhi's not
correct.
On the court.
The whole team is not nearly as effective as if
correct.
Kawhi. I mean, it's one
on
it's,
both ends of the floor too.
Yeah,
he's their best defender,
right? I mean, that's massive to lose him. But the challenge I think is you cannot go, oh great, we got this in the back. I mean, that's the worst thing in the world. And in some respects, it makes me a little bit more nervous that the Jazz just have to focus in and take care of business, and they can't sit there and go, we don't care who's on the court, we have to play. But it certainly has to be a massive advantage for the Jazz. You can't replace Kawhi Leonard. I mean, the guy is just insane.
So how does it actually change? Like X's and O's wise. Mm-hmm. When Quinn Snyder heard this news and they were maybe getting word of it and they went, okay, we got to look at this thing. We got to figure out exactly what we're going to do. What is going to be a change that they make immediately? What are you going to see personnel-wise that they're going to have to shift around for the Jazz?
I don't know what the Clippers are doing personnel-wise as far as their starting five goes yet. And even Ty Lue said he's not ready to tell anyone, even though it's almost tip-off, right? He's like, I'm not going to tell you yet. But, from a Jazz standpoint, obviously – you want to you're going to have to pay attention to how they switch on the screens and the picks and stuff like that with Kawhi not there. You know, how are they going to switch? Who's going to pick up the ball handler, which primarily we're talking about Donovan here, right?
Yeah.
And if Donovan can get into those ISO situations that that favor him, I mean, he's got an opportunity to really have a big game here also. But you got to look at guys like Royce, right? Is Royce going to become a little more involved offensively? We still haven't – I mean, he's had his moments, but I'd like to see a little bit more out of him. Is this going to open up more opportunities for him or some of those wing guys, you know, to knock down some more of those threes, Boyan? Those are the things I'm going to be looking at a lot, primarily, is how they're going to switch on defense. Are they going to go back to that same zone that hurt the Jazz a lot in games 2 and 3? It's kind of a mystery.
I don't think the Clippers are going to change what they do.
Right.
I mean, they're just not going to have. I mean, Kawhi is an amazing defender, and you can't.
They just won't be able to do it effectively. They won't be as efficient.
I mean, it's still a challenge for the Jazz.
Right.
I mean, it's created problems for the Jazz. But when you take away that defense, you take away that offense, I think it allows the Jazz an opportunity to focus in more on maybe a player like Paul George and say, look,
right.
we're just not going to let Paul George beat us. I mean, when you go, well, we can't let Kawhi, we can't let Paul, we can't, mm-hmm. you know, it's a harder situation when they don't have that. I don't want to make it sound like it's easier. It's just less to have to worry about. But the Jazz are going to have to execute. The Jazz are going to have to come out early in this game, and they've got to play with energy, excitement. But they also have to finish the game as well. I mean, that's so important. And the Jazz have been a team that kind of, when they get up, they relax. And that's one thing they've got to learn in the playoffs. With a shortened team, even with the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard, you cannot
relax
at all. You've got to go the whole time.
Yeah, you know, this Clippers team, and obviously the coach is going to say this. You know, Ty Lue said, you know, we've played without Paul George during the season. We've played without Kawhi Leonard during the season, and we've done just fine. All these guys, all these reserves can come in and they can do just fine, right? But the fact of the matter is the Clippers were at the top of the Western Conference, and then when they went through those long stretches, and I don't want to take anything away from what the Jazz or the Suns did to climb to the top, but the Clippers took a hard fall too, and I'm not saying it's because they wanted to fall near the end of the season. Yeah, they kind of wanted that 4 seed, right, to match
flop,
up with
flop for four.
Right,
that's what
we're
talking about.
Right. So, but the reality is that they lost games when those guys weren't there. They weren't as good of a basketball team. Ty Lue's going to say we're just fine. We're just as good. We can still win games without Kawhi in the lineup. But the fact of the matter is
we
they're not as good of a
bad.
Team. They're not bad, but they're not as good of a team.
They aren't.
They
no,
aren't.
There's no
well,
way.
I'm interested to see how this thing works out now on the Jazz side of things. We spent so much time on Kawhi Leonard's injury. Mike Conley's still out. That's massively depressing for Jazz fans who every game you say he's out, we're basically shown how significant that hamstring injury really has been and how difficult it is for him to come back. He was frustrated today. He obviously didn't want to, it's just one of those tough things to be able to get through. He was way disappointed with it, and he wants to get out there and play. Is there any chance that you see him playing in this series?
It depends on the situation, and he even said so today. You know, he's like, depending on what the situation is. So my opinion, the situation is an elimination game. If there's an elimination game where the Jazz are potentially facing elimination and Mike Conley's even 70%, he'll probably play.
That sounds
he said,
so weird.
He said he's played through injuries
right.
and that he's done it before and he's ready to do it again. Here's the thing, though. He said he was ready to return on Game 3, but between the end of Game 2 and Game 3, he said he experienced a little bit of a setback to the injury.
What's that mean? Like he went like
he explained a little bit.
Probably went out and played golf.
He high-fived a guy and went, oh!
He said he did something.
He went and played golf or something and tweaked it on the golf course.
Is that what it was?
Who knows? But he said the hamstring, the tightness was in the upper part of the hamstring. He said it moved down. It like stretched further.
It's a moving injury.
And so that almost sounds like it got worse, right? But he said the upper part is feeling a lot better. Now it's just kind of lower. This is where the pain is. So
complicated.
Like, but he said he's willing to play. He doesn't want to jeopardize. The Jazz and him don't want to jeopardize a further run in the playoffs. So that's why I think it's going to have to come to an elimination game.
Hamstrings are hard.
Yeah.
They just are.
And the older you get, it gets worse, too.
Right. And with all the stopping, starting, and sprinting and all that stuff, that's a tough thing.
He admitted he's not going to fully recover from it until the offseason.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see how the Jazz handle this tonight with Mike Conley out again. With Kawhi Leonard out. I'm interested to see if this Clippers team is comes out and is just furiously attacking because they're like in desperation mode.
Oh,
or they're
gonna
just
play.
Like, we're not going to go foot off the gas. And that's something that I've missed from the Jazz in these last couple of games is they have felt so flat. They felt like the other team, the Clippers have been, and the Grizzlies were like this in game one of the last series, getting their hands in the lane and absolutely just forcing turnovers, forcing a ton of steals, and the Jazz cannot be that. They can't be that disorganized. They can't be that sloppy. And it just doesn't feel like Quinn Snyder basketball when they're doing that and giving up all these turnovers. They have to be crisp early.
Well, they've got. I'm interested to see how home court plays into it again. This place was rocking in games one and two, and there's no doubt that it kind of helped. So I agree. I want to see the intensity on the Jazz side. I want to see them look at this as an opportunity to kind of what Scott was saying before, for lack of a better term, step on the throat, right, to really put their foot down and say that this is our series. This is our series to lose. We're supposed to move on. And they've got to come out with that intensity tonight.
We talked about how does the regular season matter last night on our show. And I think the Jazz have shown that through injuries, through challenging times, winning streaks, losing streaks, that they've vetted themselves out as the best team. And that home court advantage and figuring out how to win when you don't have everyone there and you have injuries. And the Jazz did it better than anyone during the regular season. And so we'll see if that actually plays out in the playoffs.
Sam Farnsworth, KSL5 Television. He's going to head over and wait. Are you going to take in this game, or is this one of those?
I'll take in part of it. It starts late, so I have to come back over to do the sports and the news at 10. Yeah, but I'll go in and check out.
All right, we'll take the break here. Ben Anderson, KSLSports.com, is going to join us next. Give us his view as to how the Jazz are going to attack the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.